Are you in a listening rut? Do you feel that everyone else is hearing some new, hip, off-the-radar song and you are not a part of it? Well, have no fear, because Stephen Thompson is here. He's editor and writer at NPR Music. He's one of the people behind NPR's Tiny Desk Concerts. Stephen, welcome to Here Now, first of all.
Wonderful. It's wonderful to be here.
Well, and you are bringing us new music to sort of dental floss our ears. So what have you brought?
Well, I don't know if I brought anything that's precisely for ear flossing, but I brought a guy named Airhead. His name is Rob McAndrews. He's worked with a singer-songwriter named James Blake, and the song is called Wait. It does, I think, a beautiful job of sort of mixing electronics and kind of human elements like guitars and this kind of alien voice. There's just a lot of emotion swirling around it. It's kind of this beautiful, sad little android of a song.
Let's listen. Now, you mentioned a guy. It sounds like a woman, though.
Right. He's got guest vocalists throughout the record, but he is a producer and multi-instrumentalist. So he's doing a lot of the manipulation of beats that you're hearing in the song and playing guitars. The vocalists are just another instrument in this mix.
Well, I would tell you, it is definitely unusual. It's not something you're going to be hearing, you know, on your top 10 radio station. You've written about the CD at NPR Music, and you singled out a specific moment of Wait. Let's listen to that now and tell us why you picked this. Let's listen.
That's you.
I really like this.
I love the way that you have this shift in tone in the middle of the song. I mean, that element, that acoustic guitar element, is elsewhere in the song. But in that moment, it kind of sucks the air out of the room a little bit. It's been a slow-burning electronic number, but suddenly there's this flood of, for lack of a better word, emotion. You have, you know, man and machine are kind of at war in this song. And I love the way that when these beautiful moments shine through, it's like humanity keeps winning.
And that's heavy, you know? That's a lot for a song. By the way, is the rest of the album the same sound?
It's a nice mix of a lot of different elements all being used kind of in the pursuit of emotion. There are some dancier songs, and there are a lot of songs that can be remixed into more, like, club bangers, for lack of a better word. Mm-hmm. But most of it really does give you this sense of an understanding that electronic music needn't be this soulless mechanical exercise, that you can use electronic music to create moments of beauty that touch you in very personal and heartfelt ways. We see.
That's Stephen Thompson, editor and writer for NPR Music, and also one of the people behind NPR's Tiny Desk Concerts. He's going to be bringing us music to shake up our ears. And so we want to hear from you. What did Wait do for your ears? You can let me know at Here Now Robin. You can tweet him at I Dislike Stephen, STEPHEN. Stephen, is there a story there?
You know, it's just, it was...
Are you encouraging people to fight with you over music?
You know, that joke was so fresh when I made it however many years ago, and now it's just my handle.
Okay, well, feel free to dislike the song, I think is what you're saying.
Just Absolutely.
Let them know what you think.
I'm by no means infallible.
Stephen, thanks so much.
Thank you.